you know how it goes, right? You buy that wildly expensive top-tier gym membership, you get the app, you buy the shoes, you scan your card at the front desk.
You're all set up.
Exactly. That is deployment.
Yeah.
But actually sweating on the treadmill, doing the heavy lifting week after week, that implementation.
Right.
And right now in the corporate world, it feels like executives are just buying the gym membership for their company and expecting everyone to automatically get fit.
Oh, absolutely.
So welcome to today's deep dive, where our mission is to unpack why organizations are successfully deploying AI, but, you know, completely failing to actually implement it.
It is the ultimate illusion of progress. And what's fascinating is how clearly this massive gap is mapped out by the org change.ai 9-square grid.
Right, because that grid is it's a really effective tool for assessing change initiatives, right?
Very effective.
Yeah.
Because it cross-references your standard business dimensions like people, process, and technology.
Against the actual mechanics of change management.
Exactly. So instead of just asking, hey, did we install the software?
Yeah.
It forces companies to look at things like, did we break down our old, outdated habits before we try teaching everyone new ones?
And when you run the current AI boom through this grid, I mean, it reveals that we aren't dealing with a technology problem at all.
Not at all. We are looking at a massive change management failure.
Okay, let's unpack this, because the numbers in our sources today are just wild. If executives are just swiping the corporate card for the gym, what does the actual workout routine look like on the ground?
For most companies, it's virtually non-existent. There's this huge survey by Stanford and the Bank of England that looked at thousands of executives.
Okay.
And they found that 69% of firms are actively using AI right now. But over a 3-year period, 89% of those same firms reported zero impact on labor productivity.
Wait, zero? Like, almost everyone is using it, but it's making almost no one more productive.
Which sounds impossible, right? Until you look at the process dimension of the grid. This maps directly to what organizational researchers call use without redesign.
Use without redesign. So basically the act of, you know, slapping brand new tech onto an old broken process.
Precisely. And this is what the Boston Consulting Group found. The actual technology, like the vendors, the code, that is only 30%. Of an AI transformation.
And the other 70% is people and change management.
Yep. You have to actively redesign how the work gets done. Otherwise, the AI gets choked by the undocumented, messy operational logic of the business.
See, here's the risk where I have to push back a little bit. If we're dropping millions on state-of-the-art AI, shouldn't the machine learning be, I don't know, smart enough to figure out those messy, unwritten rules on its own?
You'd think so, but...
I mean, isn't that the whole point of AI? That it learns?
That is the exact trap so many leaders fall into.
Yeah.
But AI cannot magically absorb knowledge that only exists in your employees' heads. Take that weird, hyper-specific spreadsheet, Linda, in accounting uses.
The one nobody else understands.
Exactly. If you point an AI at that without redesigning the process first, the AI doesn't fix it. It just scales the confusion. You have to formalize those unwritten rules before the algorithm can do anything useful.
Wow. Okay, that sounds like installing a state-of-the-art smart thermostat in a house with no roof.
That's a great analogy.
Like, it doing exactly what it's programmed to do, but all the heat is just escaping because the foundational structure isn't there.
Right, and when the heat escapes, who gets left out in the cold?
The employees.
Exactly. In the corporate world, that burden of adaptation falls unfairly on the individual employee.
That's it.
Which brings us to the people side of the grid. If leadership isn't managing the change, the frontline worker just has to figure it out on the fly.
Which has to be incredibly frustrating.
It's actually worse than frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
In some fields, it's chaotic. There's this concept in change management called a decision without an owner.
Right.
Look at the nursing sector. Over a single year, AI use in nursing nearly tripled, hitting 44%. But only 8% of those nurses said their employer had communicated a clear AI strategy.
So the tools literally just magically showed up on their screens one day. Like, hey, here's a highly complex predictive algorithm that impacts patient care. Good luck.
And think about how dangerous that is in practice. You have nurses already overwhelmed by patient care, and suddenly a new tool pops up.
Yeah, that's wild.
Because there's no clear ownership or strategy. They don't know if they're supposed to trust it or double check it or ignore it.
Yeah.
The tool is deployed, but the human workflow is left in chaos.
Right.
And this leads right into the most baffling statistic from Business Solver. They looked at how companies handle the learning curve and found a near even split. 51% of employees got adequate AI training, and 49% were literally just told to figure it out.
Man, so what does this all mean for you listening right now? The irony here is painful.
It really is.
Because training is arguably the cheapest, most effective lever a company has to boost optimism and adoption. Yet executives withhold it from the frontline workers who actually need it, treating AI like a plug-and-play USB drive while they sit in the C-suite admiring the new dashboard.
Which is why applying the org change AI grid is so effective for organizations, it completely strips away the vendor hype.
So if you are listening to this and you're experiencing a chaotic AI rollout at work, the grid proves the real roadblock isn't the software.
No.
And it isn't the budget.
Not at all. It is purely a lack of change management capability.
It really makes you wonder if AI implementation ultimately fails because it requires mapping out all those undocumented, invisible rules of how work actually gets done.
Yeah.
Maybe the true value of AI isn't the automation itself. Maybe the real value is that it finally forces a company to look in the mirror and figure out how it actually operates.